Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night live show. And this is, let me see what that date is. I believe it is 6/27/2024. So you do know the date, and I am live. So there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. My old buddy, Crazy Horse, tells me, says, it ain't time to sing your death song yet. So you sing your song of life. And then my good friend, the Scholar of Temecula, as a matter of fact, whose son, Trav, used to have a rubber armband that said, never, ever give up. And I ain't going to give up. I'm going to stick with the Lord Jesus and stick with the job I was given as long as I possibly can. So I thank you for all the support you've given me over the years and keeping me in the game, ladies and gentlemen. And God bless Live Oak, Florida. God bless it. And also Freehold, New Jersey. God bless you. And Grannis, Arkansas. God bless you. And all I can say is God bless the Warren Soul Drive and all the different people, the Batesville, Indiana, the Jarhead, and West Virginia, those in South Carolina, Northern California, God bless y'all, Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. This debate thing tonight is going to get real interesting. But I noticed a couple different things. I noticed when Biden got off of Air Force One that he did not look or react or act like Biden. And I also, when he got off of, off of Marine One to get on Air Force One, and then when he got off of Air Force One, I got the sense that Biden wasn't as tall as he normally is, which was interesting. But it didn't seem like the exact Biden, and I thought the hair was totally different in the back. It was like a different haircut or something. Now, that could all be very well and good. Could all be very well and good that he maybe slept on the plane or something like that, messed Sarah. But let me say this to you. I don't know if you ever saw the video. I talked about it, I think, once on air. Back a few weeks ago or a month or so ago. 2 months ago. And it was a video taken by somebody on the street in D.C. And it was at the back part of the White House. If you left out of the back gate. And there was a guy that was a Biden lookalike, because it surely would not be Biden in this case. Surely would not be Biden in this case. I'm sorry if I just messed with the volume. But the video was taken by somebody on the street in D.C., back behind the White House. They were walking down the street, and all of a sudden they saw what you think is Biden being escorted by two District of Columbia police officers in regular uniform. And the guy is like smiling. He looks like Joe Biden in a suit and everything. And they came out of the White House back gate. But I don't think it was Biden. I think it was a Biden double or look alike. A Biden double or look alike. You remember W. Bush, and I think I described it at this time. I knew somebody who was work security at some place one time where he spoke and he said it wasn't him. And then there was two or three different George W. Bushes, allegedly. One of them had the eyes too close and they used to have him work on the farm. He was down at the Rancho more than often than not. But I did talk to somebody one time who worked security at an event. I won't say where or anything like that. It was not here. Wherever here is. But it was somewhere else. And they said it was not W. Okay? And they had seen the real W before at an event, at a campaign deal. And there was a lot of campaign deals. So what I'm saying to you is that I don't know if Biden, they're going to use the double or they're going to use the jacked up Joe, as Trump called it. The Adderall or whatever to focus them in and jack them up with a speedy kind of a fuerte, a force, a forte with the ability to think more genius style, if you know what I'm saying, and use all your faculties. So I don't know if this was really Biden getting off that plane in Atlanta, but now they got people there who know, should know him. And he did meet the mayor of Atlanta and a whole bunch of dignitaries of Atlanta. But, and then the one thing that was weird that thought maybe it is Biden is he keeps leaning his head right into the space of people like he did to the Pope the other day. But then that could be the Biden El Doubleganger, right? El Double Doubleganger. It could be the Doubleganger. I don't know. So pay close attention and watch what goes on tonight. Because I'll tell you what. It's quite interesting. Somebody just sent me something here. It's interesting. Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here. I want to read this. An interview with a CIA disguise officer who created a realistic mask for the clandestine agency has sparked concerns over Thursday's presidential debate, with some worried that Donald Trump could be facing off against a Joe Biden imposter. Now, that's interesting because I came up with this. I've not seen this article. The rumors stem from an interview with former CIA chief of disguise, Jenna Mendez, the Jennifer Hudson show last month, where she recounted how she successfully deceived former President George H.W. Bush in the early 90s during a close-up meeting while wearing a convincing lifelike mask. Oh, this is like the Tom Cruise stuff, okay, the mask. So we're sitting like this close together, and I'm telling him that I'm going to show him the best disguise that we have. And he's looking for a bag, like, where is it? I said, well, I'm wearing it, and I'm going to take it off. And I reached to start taking off, and he said, stop. And he got up and walked, and he looked at it. So you could walk around as someone else. Hudson asked, with Mendez replying, absolutely. What would be the disguise? Absolutely, Mendez. And that would be the disguise, absolutely, Mendez says. The former CIA officer's unnerving tale is being highlighted as an example of why Trump should demand Biden not only submit to drug testing before the debate, but DNA testing as well. Now, this is quite interesting because I reached this my own conclusion. And it wasn't H.W. Bush, but it was the W. Bush where he had doubles. While Biden doubles running around in a mask may sound like the plot of a Hollywood movie, can we truly dismiss anything in these strange times under this bizarre regime? Probably not. Writes Revolver.com. Revolver.com. Okay? And it's even more difficult to write it off as just another kooky conspiracy, especially when former CIA chiefs have disclosed how they use elaborate masks to allow people to walk around as someone else. Revolver points out that if this is the case, the CIA is doing a horrible job, because right now it's more like Joe or his double is impersonating a full-blown dementia patient. So this is most interesting. Most interesting, and plays right in. Thank you, CH, for sending me this. While the mass rumors are somewhat off the deep end and virtually impossible to confirm, the fact that more people are questioning whether the government would be pulling off such a deceitful stunt shows the public is waking up and starting to question the world around them. Yes. And I did discuss this weeks ago, did I not? Yeah, brother, brother, brother. That is most interesting to you, CH. Yes, sir. Ah, man, a man, a man. Now to the Nunamakers out there. I want everybody to pray for Debbie's broken arm, okay? And pray for the Nunamakers and their mission. Their mission, the Indochina mission. And let me just give them a shout right now as far as how you can help them. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Indochina Bible Project. This will put Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the Montagnard tribes, the mountain tribes, in Indochina. That's Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, you know, in the mountain tribes. And each village has its own dialect. Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunamaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, whatever he might contribute to that, because I'll tell you, they'll put it to work, and they've been working in that for so many years. Ah, yes, Dave and Debbie, and then Debbie's broken arm is slowly healing. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll go to Debbie right now. Lord, will you touch her, and will you touch her with your full power and majesty, Lord Jesus? Will you touch her arms right at this moment? And put the healing touch and glow on her arm and heal this arm completely as we speak. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And for Dave, too, Lord, strengthen him. Give him the best possible health and encouragement, and renew all of his cells as well, Lord Jesus. And for old Samraham, yeah. God bless you, Samraham, over there, and thanks for all y'all over there praying for the old hawk as well. God bless y'all. Most interesting. I'm telling you, that article I just read about the mass maker, the CIA mass maker. Very interesting. You know, Brother Quayle, years ago, we used to talk about way back. I mean, Steve's been on almost 40, nearly 40 years. You know, I mean, it's just incredible. But, I mean, it's like he used to talk about doubles. and the doubles of the different people and all the different stuff. We used to talk about that. Then I used to talk to other people about that because I was hip to that years ago. And I remember they used to talk about in Dr. Peter Better, B-E-T-E-R, I've talked to you about this in the past, how he is radio broadcasts and stuff that he used to do back in the day, that they, let's see, I've got right here when it was. They used to talk about how there were doubles of Henry Kissinger. He used to do the audio letter, tape digest. Dr. Peter Better. Let's see. B-E-T-E-R, Dr. Beter, B-E-T-E-R. And he used to do these audio tape digests. And he had the real information. He had some real good stuff. And I can remember that. And hearing about doubles of Henry Kissinger and different people. And it made plausible sense. Okay. Churchill had a double. Hitler had doubles, right? I don't know if Trump has got a double, but Trump doesn't necessarily, he's so unique, he wouldn't need one. You know, he would need one. But, I mean, it's, he could, I don't know if he could do it. But Crazy Joe, I saw a videotape, like I said to you. And I would look up a video of Joe Biden look-alike at night, leaving with two, guarded by two D.C. police officers walking down the street, and then somebody who sees him shoots a video of it, and then the Biden look-alike smiles, the big smile, gives a thumbs up, and that kind of stuff. That's a video, and I saw that on the YouTube or somewhere back a month or so ago. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get very interesting. And consequently, I see some different things with the fact that Trump being up in the polls. And who knows what's going to happen tonight in the debate or any kind of thing, because I think the CNN is going to be rigged against Trump. Tapper and Bash. Bosch. Bash the Bosch. Dana Bash. Maybe she's a Bosch. Who knows? But they don't like Trump. They hate him. And then the pool reporters are not going to be in there. The White House pool reporters. Nobody will be in there except at the break. And so they're not going to be able to verify if anything else was said off microphone or anything else happens. They can't even verify in that regard the actual camera shots that will be controlled by the control room at CNN. So this will be most interesting. But here's the deal. And I thought about this again and again. And I've talked to you about it several times. And having, as I recall, I told you one time, maybe I didn't, 1/4 July, many, many moons ago, in the 60s, early 60s, My Well, man, years ago, I mean, way years ago in the early 50s, late 40s, whatever, used to have an office in Chicago, and he used to, on Monday nights, the old Mayor Daley and him used to have a beer occasionally. And they used to go up to the wrestling matches, the old-fashioned TV wrestling matches that used to be in Chicago. And one time on the 4th of July, we were all up there. I was up there, and I was in a hotel, up in a hotel room. That's when a hotel room, we used to open the windows to get a breeze because they weren't always air-conditioned. They were, but they weren't. And they also, there was a band coming down South Michigan Avenue. And I ain't going to tell you the hotel or nothing. Doesn't make any difference, but it was. Oh, it would be the Hilton today, but it wasn't the Hilton back then. Anyway. So that area, my dad and my mother were standing out in front of that hotel, apparently, allegedly. And then walking down to lead the parade was old-time Mayor Daley, not the young one that was around a while back, but the old original Mayor Daley from South of the Odds, okay? And he had the twinkle in his eye and the good shine shoes, and he walked up, and he knew right who my daddy was. And he says, "Is this the missus? Oh, my, she's beautiful." Of course, that endeared my mother to him, and he smiled and winked and shook her hand and bowed. And then he said to my dad, he said, "I'd like to introduce you to the next president of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy." Now, how did I stay up all late last night and make this story up? I don't think I did. Do you? So, shaking hands and hello and hi and everything like that. And so anyway, he said, "Yeah, this is going to be the next president of the United States." Well, the election hadn't been held yet. And if you recall that election versus Nixon, if you recall that, because I remember as a kid staying up and listening with my mother that election night on the radio. We listened on the radio, the AM radio, to, you know, what the results of the election were going to be, and they was too close to call late in the night. And allegedly, that race was run or won by JFK, allegedly, in two precincts in the city of Chicago. Two voting districts or precincts in the city of Chicago. And I think the difference was approximately 100,000 votes in that election, presidential election. It was a close election. So that's just a little side story. Just a little side story about a town where he knew there was going to be the next president of the United States before election was held. So if you understand that, you understand what I'm talking about. And then when you remember seeing on television after the all the observers left down there in Atlanta, allegedly, that they left at a certain time at night and they couldn't see the people, but the cameras are still on, and they reached under the thing and they pulled out a whole nother tray, box tray full of ballots. You remember that? So what's the point here, Hawk? What's your point? The point is this. If they get in deep doo-doo and deep trouble, they play the Chicago, Atlanta play, Detroit play, okay? They play the Tammany Hall, New York play from the old days, huh? Maybe, allegedly something gets rigged again. All I remember is that the Colliers down in Florida, I can remember when the League of Women Voters were counting the ballots in the back room, and they looked through with a thin window on a door, and they watched a marking balance, allegedly, back in a presidential election. And then happened to be the one where it was a disputed election, okay? Just go back and remember that. There were pictures of them, the League of Women Voters counting the ballots, supposedly. But they were, in fact, as the video camera went up, there were the Colliers that were investigating down in Miami or down in Florida. And they looked through a thin, narrow window that allowed you to see him behind the locked door. And they had it in the picture there, and they were marking ballots. Okay, so that's an interesting thing in and of itself. So let's say that there is election fraud, allegedly, in different places. That's one way they can go. The second way they can go is World War III. Go to World War III, exacerbating all the different stuff, giving the signals to Iran to go ahead and activate Hezbollah. Now, who would activate Iran? Could it be the Obama Nation of Desolation and his Iranian chief of staff, Valerie Jarrett, the communist Iranian? I don't know. Allegedly, allegedly. So, they won't let the White House press corps into the building. That's an interesting thing. But let's go back to just elections in general. You can rig the election. You can do different things. You can start the World War III, or you can allow people in. And did you hear Comrade Mayorkas? Comrade Mayorkas. Oh, yes. Now, the governor of Texas called him a lying, you know what, today. A liar, okay? Liar in chief, I believe he called him earlier. And you remember what Mayorkas said if you watched it? The guy from Fox asked a question, but he asked it when I knew he asked a question. I knew the question was not correct because he said an ISIS, 400 ISIS people associated with ISIS brought in through the southern border. So then Mayorkas answered, no, that's an incorrect report from NBC. Or that's an incorrect report. But then he had a caveat at the end of it. He said, you have to answer in a precision manner and talk about these things in a precision manner. And that's all there is to it. So I had known when the guy from Fox, the young guy, he's one usually up in Chicago, but he was down there on the border yesterday with Mayorkas. And I knew when he asked a question, he didn't ask it right. It was basically, a smuggling group that has ties to ISIS, allegedly, that brought in 400 people. But the question was asked, how about the 400 ISIS-related people that were brought in? That ain't necessarily so. They could be that they're a smuggler bringing in that's related to ISIS, bringing people in, like the Tajikistan people who were doing different stuff, okay? And that leads me back to what I was saying earlier. And just to let you know, no such agency let you know, all the EIEIOs, that all these people that are being brought over allegedly are talking to each other in the CB band in the United States. Now, I've discussed this and had deep background information about this before. We assume that it was probably the Red Chinese doing it or the Russians. But it could be the Iranians. Could be the Iranians. And they're sending messages out to someone. According to deep background information from signal intelligence people. Good ones. Not the ones that are pretenders. Good ones. That have tracked in the CB band in the United States encrypted coded messages being sent out to somebody. Not a two-way communication, but sent out. We had this in the past. It's been discussed on the Old Hawk Show before, and I'm going to tell you this stuff is real. I don't know if it's the Red Chinese or Russians or who they're giving the word to, but at the time before, if you recall, there was some Red Chinese men with no pocket litter, no IDs, nothing. They were being driven by a woman, Chinese driver, in an SUV, as I recall, that got stopped for speeding or something, or a suspicious no plate or whatever it was. Down in the old crossroads. The old crossroads of Texas. And God bless those who stopped them, because they found out that these Chinese, and they said, where are you going? Well, I'm taking these people to Houston. Now, at the time, we speculated that there was a lot of traffic going on also at the time in these CB bands. And then all the Chinese coming in. And then since then, thousands of them have been coming in through California. And you don't know how many gotaways are coming across in other places where they don't even know who they are. But all the Red Chinese coming across, men with the nice backpacks, squared off backpacks. Very interesting. Some are tan, some are black, I've seen. But consequently, they're coming in through the San Diego sector. Oh, yeah. To my buddy out there at Imperial Beach. God bless you, brother. The North Island, God bless all the people who work on the North Island. But you better watch out, because somebody on the CB bands is putting out encrypted coded messaging out there, and it's a direction to somebody, probably telling somebody to go to this, and these are this and this instructions. Now, we've been hearing a big thing about the boy from Saranac Lake, old $250 haircut, Ray Ray of the Fiddle With Boys internally. Worried about terrorism threats in America. Well, you're supposed to be the one that's going against them, aren't you? I used to talk to Ted Gunderson at length years back in the 90s. And fact that he was dead on, a lot of people in L.A. when he ran the station out there and they used to go against the Russians and the Chinese, everyone. This is a message, urgent Bank of Russia source says. The U.S. sanctions will cause the death of the Russian economy. Russia will not be the only country to die. A source within the Bank of Russia, and I'm reading this here, says a new wave of Western sanctions causing the blockage of bank payments, including through countries that are considered friendly to Russia, can lead to the death of the Russian economy. The source also says Russia will not be the only country to die. Now, that's most interesting little message. Now, let me see here if I can... see if there's any more to this. According to First Deputy Representative of the Bank of the Russian, Vladimir Shishukin, the United States is telling foreign countries their economy will be sanctioned and thereby destroyed by the U.S. if they continue processing normal payments to and from Russia. According to Shishukin, it is necessary for Russia to solve payment problems as quickly as possible and not to abhor even exotic or outdated mechanisms. He went on to say what seemed to us yesterday unpopular swaps, some clearing systems, the use of crypto, all needs to be tested. Everything needs to be tried. Oh boy, very interesting here. He went on to point out that the reality if there are no normal calculations for products on foreign economic activity for Russia's export and import, dependent country, then Russia is facing its destruction. Since the beginning of winter, Russian companies have encountered problems in making payments. Shortly after, as U.S. President Joe Biden expanded the powers of the U.S. Treasury and the Office of Foreign Asset Control, OFASC, allowing them to disconnect any banks around the world from dollar payments for processing payments to and from Russia. Banks in Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, key hubs of parallel imports to Russia, began to block transactions. Following the financial blockade, Chinese banks, the main buyer of Russian oil, a large supplier of imported goods to the Russian market, joined in halting the processing of payments. By the end of spring, according to estimates by Chongyang Institute for Financial Research at the People's University of China in Beijing, 80% of settlements between Russia and China were suspended. Hopes that the situation would radically improve after the visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to China were in vain. Although Putin and Xi Jinping discussed the creation of a new isolated network of Chinese banks that would settle with Russia and not be afraid of Western sanctions, its scale was much smaller than what the Russian side was counting on. By the end of May, this is the most interesting article, China started to block banks of Kazakhstan. Prior to May, the biggest, largest bank of China regularly handled Kazakhstani investments. Interesting. Let's scroll down here a little bit more. Regularly added Kazakh payments for sanctioned products. On June 12th, the U.S. Treasury added the Moscow Exchange and its key settlement structures, the National Clearing Center and National Settlement Depository, onto the sanctions list, after which exchange trading in the dollar, euros, and Hong Kong dollars in Russia stopped. At the same time, subsidiaries, Sabir Bank, VEB in China and India, and VTB in China, India, and Hong Kong, as well as three subsidiaries of Defense Industrial Bank, Chinese, Indian, and Kyrgyz, came under sanctions. At the same time, subsidiary Superbank, BB in China and India, and BTB in China, India, and Hong Kong, as well as three subsidiary Defense Industrial Bank. Well, I'm reading this over again. Chinese, Indian, and Kyrgyz came under sanctions. In addition to sanctions against banks, the United States has expanded threat BPK Russia with secondary measures up to and disconnecting the bank from the global dollar system. U.S. sanctions were now only supposed to apply to defense complex firms in Russia. Now refers to all companies included in the sanctions list that are not even directly related to the production of military products. Very interesting. This could be World War III, you see, right here. Amid problems with payments of imported goods to Russia from January through April fell by 9% to $84.6 billion. Moreover, the decline affected all regions. Imports from Europe and America fell by 19%, from Asia by 4%, from Africa by 5%. These new sanctions can deprive the Russian economy of another 15 to 20% of imports. It is important for Russia to determine how counterparties from friendly countries will react to this new wave of geopolitical pressure from the United States. So then what do? They send their ships over, don't they? And their submarines, right? Since the U.S. imposed sanctions against subsidiaries of the largest Russian banks in India and China, this may further complicate Russia's ability to adapt to new sanctions and thus adversely affect export volumes from Russia. Said one source, the Russian government, if faced with the actual and intentional killing of Russia's economy, Russia would have no choice but to kill the countries doing this. Got that, ladies and gentlemen? We're completely capable of doing exactly that. And at the 12-mile limit off of Miami Beach, when our aircraft were out looking further out, the Russian ship was on the 12-mile limit. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Two stories. Very interesting from my old buddy CH, the crazy horse. Crazy horse, you better get that buffalo gun loaded up, sight it in down that old lane. Back behind the holler tree. Oh, yeah. Forty-nine states, including Maine, are handing voter registration forms to illegal immigrants applying for welfare. That's from the MaineWire.com. MaineWire.com. 49 states, including Maine, are handing voter registration forms to illegal immigrants applying for welfare. Very interesting. Yeah. God bless you for sending me this. I'll look into that further, maybe see more about that. But I'll tell you what, this country is not long for the world, and you're going to have to get you a band of the hand, if so they say. You got five fingers on the hand, unless you're Michelle Obama, you might have six fingers and six toes in each foot and hand. Or the remnants of same that might have been removed, allegedly. But even she's mad at Red China Joe. And Hunter, don't you know. But the Chinese have got the in with Red China Joe, allegedly for $1.8 billion funneled through Hunter to the big guy. That buys a lot of votes, don't it? Buys a lot of influence. Then who is he? Is he the double guy that the two DC cops are escorting at dark of night under the street lights? The guy is smiling. El Double Ganger Joe. in a suit and everything coming out of the back of the White House. You can see it back in the back there, back gate. And then somebody on the street said, "Oh my God, it's Biden." And he takes the, puts his video camera up. And I bet that video has probably been taken off the air, but maybe you can still see it. Don't know. Don't have time to check it right now myself. Because I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you have not repented of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then I suggest you do it. I suggest you do it, because what you're going to see is right out of Matthew 24, Luke 21, all right? It's going to be right out of it. Let's see, Maine, here's another thing from Maine about that. Handing out free boofing kits to keep fentanyl addicts squirt drugs up. Anyway, most interesting. Not reading the rest of that because I don't need that. But what are we going to see on the thing tonight? I'm going to watch it, see what I can do. But I'll tell you, I know something else, too. This is interesting. You know, when you have Secret Service protection, and the Secret Service people are good people. And I used to know somebody who used to have a relative long ago, back during the time of the JFK assassination, actually, who was a Secret Service. But I didn't know the Secret Service person, but I was heard through the grapevine back years ago. About it. And then how all of a sudden he would have been one of the people that might have been in the car. But all of a sudden he came down with some kind of a weird cold or flu or something and was removed from the lineup to drive Kennedy's vehicle or to be in Kennedy's vehicle itself. I don't know. The Kennedy assassination, high treason, best evidence, all the different books, all the different things. JFK by L. Fletcher Prouty, all the different things. You may want to look into that some more, too, because it all ties in, does it not? And let's go back to the article that was sent about the disguise expert from the CIA. The masks. Most interesting. Most interesting. If you're just coming on, listen earlier, and I talked about it, I can't talk about it again. Now, you know, we got gold and silver still fairly high, although kind of in a holding pattern. Gold at $23.29.51. Silver at $29.04. And platinum at $996.88. And there's right before I came on air. I'll tell you what, if you call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840, and you talk to either Steve or his son Tyler or the office manager, Daryl, if he's still around there at the time when you call, or whoever it might be, you tell him Old Hawk sent you, and to get you some gold or get you some silver and have it sent out to you quick. Because I'm going to tell you what, the time to get it is when it's available And there may come a time very quickly and soon as war may come to town. When war comes to town, baby, that you won't be able to get any of it at all because the big boys will have gotten it all up and there will not be anything. And whatever you got, there'll be people coming down the streets trying to take you out. So therefore, I'm going to tell everybody one more time, if you do not have a firearm, you need to acquire one. And you need to get as much ammunition as you possibly can. Minimum of 1,000 rounds, if you can. Well, I don't know, 1,000 shotgun shells a lot, but I think you might be able to have 500, you know, something like that in boxes. Very double odd buck, number four buck, number twos, fours, sixes, whatever you want to do. Because you can also hunt for the squirrels and the rabbits and the different things to try to feed yourself, and birds, pheasant, whale, what have you. As well as to repel any invaders on your own property. But if you can only get one, I would get a 12-gauge pump shotgun, like a Mossberg or something. You don't have to be exotic, that pump or that shotgun. But let me tell you something. You keep a little oil on the slide, and a click, ka-ching, ka-ching, and boom, 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 you know? But if you can get more than one, then get a 12-gauge pump, but also get you a, like a Glock pistol or a Sig Sauer pistol or whatever. Whatever a quality pistol might be. I like Glock 19s. I think they're a good size. You got 15 in the pipe. But I also like a Glock 40 cal, Smith & Wesson 40 cal. I had a 45 once. Glock. That was stolen from me at one point in time, stolen from a vehicle years ago in a state far away, which was reported. All right, so therefore, there's no other alleged activity. All right? But I heard that gun going off when I think the young people who stole it out of the vehicle I was in started shooting it down the creek or something. But anyway, all that was reported to. But I like the 40 Smith & Wesson, and I also like a Glock 19, which is a 15 caliber, not the Glock 17 with the 17 rounds, but I like the Glock 19 a little smaller. But whatever it is you get, a Ruger Little Colt pistol too. A Ruger Little Colt pistol too, for a nice gun for the ladies or the gents to hide out. Ladies, you get one of them, and you get one of them purses that has the push your hand in the end of it and pull out the thing, and you'll be good to go, let me tell you. And that is one more time. These illegal immigrants are going to keep killing people. They were brought over to do the same thing. The Venezuelans have in Venezuela, crime is way down because they got sent all the criminals and gave them the ability to get out of the jails and get out to the United States. But who the heck is sending these coded messages in the CB bands in the United States? Well, let me tell you what. You'd better be on it, NSA and CIA and all the EIEIOs, because I'll tell you. Who it is, and you're not paying attention to it. You're paying attention to Trumpites, and you're paying attention to pro. Life, abortion, opponents, pro-life people and Catholic pro-life people in particular have all been done. Source of the administration of the Ziv Medical Center in Svat, a second source at the Western Galilee Medical Center in Nahariya, have reported that they have received from the Israeli government notice to prepare for a sudden and immediate start of an all-out war with Hezbollah, which is an Iranian proxy, and that $9 billion allegedly that were given back by the Biden administration to Iran, which then got filtered into the Gaza and got filtered into the Hezbollah and filtered into the Houthis in Yemen. Ha! Well, was that filtered in by the abomination and desolation and Valerie the communist Iranian Jarrett? Who... he put his hand on the back of old Red China Joe to help lead him off the stage and to let people know perhaps that, oh, all that fundraising you did for Red China Joe, maybe it's still old Abomination and Desolation running the show, don't you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting wild weasel. And we're going to be in a situation where you may need to have a rifle, a shotgun, a long-range rifle. It's good to have a deer gun with a scope. 7.62x39 will do you okay for a wild weasel weapon or a 223. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. All the EIEIOs, you got CB traffic, a CW, you got code-worded encrypted stuff being sent out to people, probably to your supposed terrorists, which also the director of the CIA is worrying about. Merrill, or Morrell, or whatever he was, the old one. Bandinga Ridge, I know you know what's up. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of the Bill of Rights, America. Miguel Apua, stay on the optics, baby, and squeeze that trigger, don't jerk it. Road and track and little L. God bless you. The Lord Jesus loves you. You tell your father the Lord Jesus loves him too, and your mama as well. Say hi for the old hawk. We thank you for all you do. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You better get some stuff. Get some food.